So once again, instead of doing work that is much more important and that I should prioritize, I decided to procrastinate by doing Dante Creates 50 Random Questions that no one asked for, but I'm doing it anyways. So here it goes. Question 1. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no? Nope. And I intend to keep it that way. Number 2. Do you have a crush? I don't know why I said it like that. Hold on. Number 2. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? Depends on what you mean by crush. If you mean, like, if you mean creators whose voice I have an attraction to, then yes, I have many crushes. I hope that answers your question. 3. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I'm assuming you mean celebrities. And if that's the case, hands down, Chris Evans. I honestly don't think there's any explanation needed. Just Chris Evans. 4. Have you given or received anal in real life? No to both questions. And that's not something I will ever intend to do for many reasons. It's not something I'm interested in. It's not. 5. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? If I'm gonna be honest, I've actually never received oral sex with the partners I've been. So I have no idea if I'm qualified to answer this question. But I don't mind giving my partner oral sex because I just love seeing them lose themselves in pleasure when I go down on them. 6. What is your favorite tag? Oh no. Ugh, crap. Okay. I'm gonna say M-Dom. I'm gonna say M-Dom, but on par with it would have to be like edging or orgasm denial, because I don't know, there's just something very, very sexy about that, and it really turns me on. 7. Is there a tag you really want to try recording? Try recording or writing, my bad. I would like to... Oh boy, no, laptop, please don't do this. Oh boy, okay. Sorry about that, my laptop fell asleep. I would really like to try recording an F-Dom audio. But not like an aggressive one. I don't know how to describe it, because I'm a switch, but I lean more towards the sub side. But exploring like F-Dom audios would be something that I would like to try. 8. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? Unfortunately, no. Hopefully, maybe one day. 9. Have you ever fucked in a car? No, but I want to. 10. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? Honestly, it depends on my mood, but I usually do always gravitate towards rougher audios. 11. Does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? God, fuck no. And if they did, I'd die inside and out. 12. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Ooh. Okay, I like cookies and cream, but Moose Tracks is also good. And I know some people might find this disgusting, but mint chocolate chip is also good. I'm gonna say cookies and cream, but Moose Tracks is just right behind it. 13. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Well, you have your answer. I pronounce it as aunt. Name your favorite video game. That was 14, if any. I want to say Mario Kart, because I love kicking ass in Mario Kart when I play with my friends, and I love playing Mario Kart drunk too. It's the funniest thing ever. And if you haven't ever tried that, I would recommend you try that. It's super fun and absolutely ridiculous, especially if you do Rainbow Road. 15, can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute? I could barely hold on to one item when I'm walking without it falling, so no, I can't juggle. I would like to know how to juggle, but I don't, and I can't. 16, what is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. I'm good at playing my instruments. Yeah, that's all I got. Next question, 17. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? Fuck. I don't have a compass. I'm just gonna say north. 18, if you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My poor bookcase. 19, what is your alcoholic drink of choice? Ooh. Depending on my mood, but I'd have to say White Russians, or honestly, I don't mind just drinking beer and chilling out with friends. That's always like a good go-to. I don't usually like coolers because, I don't know, I never do. I know my friends really love coolers, but it's not really my thing. Or, you know what? Sometimes sipping on whiskey or cognac is really good too. Next question. 21. I just skipped a question. Okay, question 20. Sorry. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Gin. For many reasons. 21. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? Yes, I do. I drink whiskey and cognac straight. 22. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? Ooh. I was very close to having drunken sex, but it did not go through. The most it went was just some foreplay. I think, from what I remember, I gave him a handjob, and I was going to give him a blowjob, but because I wasn't feeling so well and I did not want to throw up over his dick, because that's not it. I didn't. It did not go well, because, I mean, like, he... By what I mean... that did not go well. It's not the whole foreplay part. It's what happened afterwards was the next day he messaged me. And essentially, from what I remember, I think he said, like, hey, I don't think you should hook up with people, blah, 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 because you need more experience or some shit like that. I forgot what he said. But he's like, oh, you should work on yourself. So yeah, that kind of was weird and kind of hurt. Not gonna lie, but I'm better now. That was about like a couple years back. What's the next question? 23, favorite sex position. Wow, I can't speak. Favorite sex position and least favorite sex position. Ooh, favorite? I don't know what it's called, but I like it when the guy's just kind of straddling one leg and I have the other leg on top of his shoulder or wrapped around him. Does that make sense? Or this might sound very basic and vanilla, but missionary is also always a really good one. I mean, don't get me wrong, I really like Doggy and Pompone, but there's just something about missionary, especially if you're doing it with a partner that you could really have fun with and someone that you care and love about. Not to get too mushy. But least favorite sex position. Any ridiculous position that kind of requires me to bend in an inhumane way. Pretty much any realistic pose you find in porn. Because, you know, sometimes I see it and I'm like, how the fuck is she bending that way? Because I feel like I would just snap in half. But yeah. 24. Are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I'm a switch. For the longest time, I thought I was just purely a sub. But then after discovering this community and all, and some... Okay, research is not the right word. Oh, exploring, I guess you could say. I am a switch. 25. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? No, I don't. 26. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If no, would you want to try one? I have not. I actually wouldn't mind trying once just to see what it's like, you know? Because I'm more a very experimental person in bed, so I want to know, like, would I like this, would I not? All right, 27. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? I want to say yes, because most of the people that I've met or talked to that are highly sexual are much more open and they're more knowledgeable about how to pleasure their partner and just keep their partner happy, if you know what I mean. I hope that answers your question. 28. What brought you to this community? Honestly, I think it's from first finding out what audio porn was when I was on Pornhub or Tumblr, one of them. And one thing led to another, and I found out about GWA on Reddit. And honestly, audio porn is just so much better than regular porn. For the fact that the sounds aren't fake, and it's much easier to find, as someone who's very turned on by guys who are vocal during sex, audio porn is the way to go. Because it's always so frustrating when I find maybe like a good porn video, but then the guy makes no noises, or like the girl moaning is so fake, and it's just, it ruins it. But yeah. Also, for the fact that this community, actually, I'm gonna answer that in the next question. 29. What keeps you here? The fact that it's a very sex positive and open community is one of the things that I really love about GWA, and just how nice everyone is in the community. Everyone's very welcoming. No one's judgmental or rejects, well, any newcomer, you know? Yeah. 30. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? Well, I'm fucked if they do. How would I describe it? Well, I'm assuming if they found my PTA audios, then I could say that I wanted to give back to community. I mean, it goes both ways with PTA and GWA. I guess I would say I wanted to try something new, you know, just exploring myself. That's the best that I could think of right now. 31. can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. I can't whistle. I wish I could, but I can't whistle. I've tried, but all that comes out is just air. 32. Can you use chopsticks? Yes, I can. I feel like I would be disowned if I can't, actually. And that's because I'm Asian. 33. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? I say pop, which I actually found out isn't a universal thing, because one of my relatives came over from another country and I asked them, hey, like, do you want pop? They looked at me as if I was insane. So that's something new I did not know. 34. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? Oh shit. The last concert that I attended was actually my first concert too. It was a Day 6 concert. It's really fun, amazing. With the price that I got it at, it was really good since it was on the floor and I was able to see the members like in person since they came off the stage. That was amazing. 35. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No, but I really, really wanted to. I slapped someone before, but that's about it. And the reason I slapped that person was not because just out of nowhere. He was just being a real asshole to my friend, and I had enough, so I just slapped him. 36. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? Not intentionally. I did it by accident when I was kind of just play fighting with my friend, and then I didn't realize why he just suddenly froze up and stopped until he was on the floor groaning in pain, and then I realized what happened. So yeah, I wouldn't want to intentionally do that to any guy if it doesn't warrant it. But if they're coming on to me in an aggressive manner and, you know, things escalate, I won't hesitate to. 37. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Yes, I do, because I do not want an idiot running the country. 38. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? I've actually never had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so I can't really answer this question. 39. Broccoli, yes or no? Fuck no. 40. Butter or margarine? Butter. 41. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Can I just say I like how omnivore is not even an option? It's either meat, vegetables with some exception, or just pure vegetables. I'm just gonna say carnivore. 42. Favorite cartoon as a child? I don't know. Why am I blanking out with the cartoons I watched as a kid? I watched so many cartoons. I'm just gonna say Pokemon, because that's all I can remember right now. Oh, Teen Titans was also really good. And Kim Possible. Yeah, that's all I can really remember. 43. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? Oh, this is kind of a touchy topic for me. I don't know exactly how I feel or how to pinpoint how I feel about this. Part of me wants to say no, because I know people who did cheat, but they aren't like that now. So I would like to believe that people could change, but then the other part of me is like, I don't know. I feel like it's a very circumstantial thing in terms of who that person is And yeah, that's about all I could say about that topic. 44, what is your favorite part of sex? Favorite part? I don't know why I can't think of this. Oh, eye contact. Although I'm very, very shy when it comes to it, I feel like eye contact is like the sexiest and probably the most intimate best thing that could happen in sex. Whether if it's me going down on my partner or my partner's going, well, it never happened, but you know, if my partner's going down on me and they just look up or I look up and we make eye contact, there's just something about seeing that pleasure in their eyes. It's just amazing. Or, you know, if we're doing it missionary, whatever, it's just, you know, there's a lot you can convey with your eyes. Every time I look at anyone, really, when I meet someone, I always look at their eyes, so there's something about their eyes, you know. 45, performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Embarrassing. Oh, no, please, laptop. I fell asleep again, I'm so sorry. I hope my typing's not too loud. Okay, yeah, embarrassing. 46 and 47 does not really apply to me. I'll answer 46, though. Writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? I'm not gonna lie, there are some scripts out there that I've read that was like, I like the idea and concept, but I wish it was better written. And I do have kind of have that thought, but that's about it. 48, cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Best technique. I don't know what. I'm not sure. The one thing that popped into my head right away, and it sounds so bad. Just blue ball him. That's all I could say and think of right now. I'm just gonna go to the next question. 49. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. It's not really a stuffed animal. It's kind of a stuffed action figure. I'm gonna call it a plushie. I know it says mention one, but I'm just gonna mention both of them. I have an Iron Man and a Captain America plushie that I got from my friends on my birthday, and I know how much trouble they went through to get that for me, so I really love the sentiment that comes with it, and for the fact that they know that I absolutely love Marvel, so yeah. And the very last question, 50, think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Okay, for some reason, which is really weird, I think of like either the Eiffel Tower or the Empire State Building. I don't know if that's considered a landmark, but I'm saying it anyways. I say it's funny and weird because I have a slight fear of heights, so I feel like if I were at the top of those buildings, like half of me would probably just not be able to do it. I'd be too scared. But also part of me kind of wants to experience it, you know? A mixture of fear and pleasure. So there's that. And that's the end of the questionnaire. If you made it this far and you actually listened to the whole audio, wow, thank you. I hope you learned more about me. Hopefully I don't sound too dull. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day or night, wherever you are. And yeah, oh, Well, it's kind of over now, but I'm gonna say it anyways. Happy Halloween. It's kind of sad that spooky season is over, but it's okay. Bye, guys.